Cross Radio.
Halo, pozdravljeni v 252. ljubljanski Cross Radio. Tudi tokratni prispevek je še vedno pod vtisom intenzivnega dogajanja na festivalu Mesto žensk, ki se je zaključil minuli torek in ki je s svojim 10-dnevnim vsestranskim programom močno zaznamoval tukajšnje kulturno dogajanje. Za kratko refleksijo smo pripravili kratek intervju oziroma izjave kanadske glasbenice in strip avtorice Genevieve Castre, ki je z razstavo svojih stripov, dvema delavnicama in dvema koncertnima nastopoma nedvomno bila ena od bolj opaznih udeleženk festivala. V intervjuju ta družbeno angažirana umetnica govori o svojem odnosu do stripa, knjige in glasbe kot umetniških form ter angažmaju v svoji umetnosti.
Well, probably the book part is a little bit more important because if I make stories and people look at the book, I like the idea of them being alone with it at home and taking the time to look at it. But if people see the original pieces in an art gallery, it's different because, for instance, with my drawings, there's so many things that when the drawings are reproduced in the form of books, you miss out on a lot of the details. When if you're standing right in front of them, you can really see their really, really, really fine little things. I do mostly black and white, and I really love black and white, but occasionally it's really nice to do a little bit of color, and I have been doing a little bit more color recently, but let's say like maybe I don't know, 75% of my work is black and white. I think that comics, yeah, they belong with literature and they belong with visual art, but I think that the truth is that comics are just comics and they are an art form on their own, and right now we have to always say that it's visual art or that it's literature to convince people that they're worth reading. But hopefully in some time in the future, we'll just be able to say, yeah, they're comics, like the way we say, yes, it's a painting. Well, I guess for that book, the topic is very difficult to explain. It's just something that's the record and the book itself are both very dark, and they just have different stories, and there's not really it's really, really difficult to explain without having the book or the record playing. But recently my topics have been a little bit more political, but like in political in a polite way, like political in a way that I'm trying to not be alienating to people, and I also don't feel comfortable making very drastic statements. So instead, I feel like I should ask questions. I guess that's what my work is all about right now, is trying to ask questions.
Kudu France Prešeren se je minulo sredo zgodila predstavitev glasbeno-poetskega projekta Lovljenje ritma. Gre za poezijo Toneta Škrjanca v kombinaciji z glasbeno produkcijo Janja Mujiča, ki je išla na istoimenski CD plošči. Za konec Ljubljanskega krosa poslušamo uvodno pesem z tega albuma. Naslov pesmi je Kobilice.
Ura je 11 zvečer. Začetek je odločilo. Do pred kratkim smo lovili sonce. Takšne stvari postanejo očitne, šele ko jih oplazi pogled iz ustrezne časovne distance. Večer je, torej si oblečeš svoje tigraste kopalke. Hodiš uro in pol, potem še pol ure, pa še vedno nisi na cilju. Totalno nezainteresirani so. Srkajo limonado in govorijo o golobu. Meni trenutno ni prav nič mar misliti, ne misliti, ali čisto malo misliti. Za oho si jih zataknem. Vaše pripombe. Ne pozabiti, da so tukaj nekdaj domovale kobilice. Zato je vse zeleno. Okno odprto in luč prižgana. Razplet, katarza, Nič manj.
Cross Radio.